And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
This is Harker, 300 cigarettes.
And it'll take 300 cigarettes to get you off my chest. 300 more to burn out your sin. You drag your heart around the asphalt with little consequence. Who's to blame for all of this mess?
Listening to Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Brighton Fuzzy Punksters' new single, 300 Cigarettes, there from Harker. What is Harker's Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/Harker Band.
Facebook.com/HRKRUK. So Harker without the thingies in. Vowels.
Right.
That's the word I was looking for there. Vowels. Facebook.com/HRKRUK. Paulie being in set one, Tony nil, and Harker have got a new album coming out next year, I think. So we'll look forward to playing something off that as well. It's quite an interesting new band. Started off in a kind of acoustic style and then decided to go a bit more rocky, and they've certainly managed that. Tony, this is the point in the show when we do a joke or a poem, but you know what? This week we haven't had one.
No.
That's rubbish, isn't it? Thanks so if you have a joke for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs, and if you got a poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. I've not got a lot in the way of additional material this week, other than to say, I don't know whether you've seen the World Cup draw.
Oh, yeah, I did. Oh, I saw what group we were in. I saw that bit.
We've been blessed with another with another group that looks like an easy passage that we're bound to make difficult. So we've got Belgium, Tunisia and Panama, not in that order.
Belgium are quite tasty, though, aren't they?
Belgium are quite tasty, but two teams go through. So unless something terrible happens against Panama or Tunisia, England should make it to the last 16. And interesting statistic, Tony. We've only won 6 knockout games in the World Cup since we won it.
Right.
That's mad, isn't it? That's 50 years. That's winning one game every 10 years.
Blimey, that is ridiculous.
What on earth? Yeah. But it does mean that if we get through the group, and we should, then we will play either Colombia or Poland in the last 16. So you've got to say there's a good chance of getting to the quarterfinals, really.
I really thought we had a good chance of beating Iceland there last time.
Well, yeah, but we were rubbish.
Exactly.
I don't think we will be. And this time around, I think we've got a bit more nous about playing teams with 10 men behind the ball. We'll see, won't we? But I don't think Panama would keep 10 men behind the ball, and I'm not sure Tunisia would either, so we might actually get some games of football. And it gives us the chance when we play Belgium, of course, to put 10 men behind the ball.
There
you go. So it should work out fine. I'm going to play you another track, Tony, now. This band I discovered through a modicum of research. Played Black Market a few weeks ago with Pussycat and the Dirty Junctions.
All right.
And they also, more interesting for me, played Blast Off Festival. They played the first night, and I am threatening a Blast Off special just to give you a taste of what the music at Blast Off Festival was like, in a way. I mean, it was very varied, but we're going to play a track this week because we've heard from them. I finally got around to getting in touch with all the bands that were on at Blast Off Festival. If you don't know what it was, you'd have to go back a few weeks to find out my review of it. It was absolutely brilliant, and it was kind of garage punk and surf and rock and roll and 60s beat, and it was all good fun. And Kings of Hong Kong were playing, Tony. What a band. Absolutely great. They've got a new album coming out early next year. I spoke to them because the set that they did was a covers set, and I went up to them and said, look, I've really enjoyed the band. Do you do any original stuff? And they went, yeah, we do. We've got some. And look, there'll be a lot more on the next album. I went, great, well, if you can send me what you've got now, do. And they've sent me four tracks that are all brilliant, of which this is one of them. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Kings of Hong Kong's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Kings of Hong Kong.
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie Bean Instead One, and this is House of Snakes.
City of the dead is like a hot swamp, sneaking in the sun, waiting for the night to get a day's work done. Streets screaming from the rain, twisting around again and again like a savage heart, sucking in the air, crazy about the lady with the curls in her hair. They call me the black-hearted, they call me the emperor of love, they call me the great tornado, and I come from the house of snakes. Psychedelic demon, just a coward in a stone with a voice of a preacher howling at the moon. Take a rum punch and dig a hole with a spoon. Cry like a river, swim in the lake, twisting in the sun till your body starts to shake. Got clock thrill, hold chills, twisting and a turning, it's a twist that kills. They call me the black-hearted, they call me the emperor of love, they call me the great tornado, and I come from the house of snakes.
Listening to Destroy the Evidence underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Kings of Hong Kong, House of Snakes. We'll be playing more from them possibly before Christmas if I get this special sorted out in the next week or so. Otherwise, it might be early in the new year, but we'll try and do it before Christmas because I'm sure you'd like to hear more. Excellent. Which you can, of course, do by going to their Facebook page. Now, speaking of Facebook, Tony, well, and we've been a bit Facebook heavy already, do you have any comments this week?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. I have heard from the other Paul B this week.
Oh, hello, the other Paul B.
Yes, Mr. Boyle himself. He's looking for the old shows. I think he's about 3 months behind, so I will talk to him through email. But in 3 months or 4 months, he probably will hear me talking about it. So he wants some old shows. I'm going to try and sort it out for him.
Right.
So if you do want the old Punky
Radio
shows...
Why anybody would want old shows, Tony, is beyond me.
I have no idea. You have 11 and a half years worth to listen to. If you want an extra year, you can email me, tony@punkyradio.com. But there's this... Everything from the April 2006 is already up on the website, so I don't think why you would. But anyway, thanks for Facebook.
We should
friends.
Probably find a way to have them hosted somewhere, so you don't have to go to all this faff each time.
Well, they're hosted through Dropbox, so I've got them hidden away. So it is very easy for me. If you do want them, if you have Dropbox already, it is but a click of me to get it to you. So
okay, cool.
So that's not a problem. I would like to put them up. I don't know which ones are put. That's a boring conversation. I'll have a think about that later.
Yeah.
Thanks for Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Do like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Two this week. Timo's been in touch.
Hello, Timo. And by the way, before you do this, I'm terribly sorry, Timo, that I have never exploited your cinnamon gum. But I was thinking the other day that I've got that pack of it there. And it is about time Judgmental made a return.
It was quite the box as well, wasn't it? I think if I remember correctly. Was it quite substantial?
A huge amount of cinnamon gum.
Yes.
Enough to keep the judge going for years. So we will try and get Judgmental going again as a character, I think, at some point. But he needed cinnamon gum. Timo went to the trouble to send it. And I have not imbibed.
Right.
It's my own fault.
Timo says, hey, Tony. Could you set up PaulieB@punkyradio.com for your assistant so he can stop spelling out his name? Moderated didn't go over well, so I'm trying a different noun. Timo's obsessed with your email address.
He really is, isn't
he? I don't know why, but I have done it. So you now have Paul@punkyradio.com, PaulB@punkyradio.com, PaulieB@punkyradio.com, and PaulieB spelled differently.
So anything to do with me at punkyradio.com will find me, yeah?
It's going to get there.
Right.
Yeah. And I'm just Tony@punkyradio.com.
Yeah, but you've never needed any more, have you?
I didn't, you know. No, I don't. Never have. It's always been enough. There you go. Graham's been in touch.
Graham.
Yeah. And he says, Gooper Gooper. I've just been listening to the most fabulous Halloween special for the third time. Yes, it's that good. And notice Paul saying that the Rich Morton sound was the only bed without a Halloween connection. He obviously didn't notice that Morton contains the word mort, which, as you all know, is French for death. A poog. Hi, Graham.
I can't argue with that.
You can't,
and it just proves it was an even better show than I thought.
Always a good show.
It's about time we saw our Graham again.
You know, I've never met the chap.
I'm hoping at some point I will make it up to Liverpool to see him, which would be very nice. And he's a fine drinker.
All right.
But was just slightly outdone by yours, truly, but I take that as it being a work night for him, so...
Right.
He was under a bit more pressure than I was.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I have for Facebook.
So that concludes.
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that, Tony.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Now, we're going to play two songs in a row now, Tony. And both of them come from... This is the last week that we will be featuring the Cherry Red... new compilation that's out, To the Outside of Everything, which is a post-punk retrospective, post-punk being a broad church and also, as I know, in fairly eclectic style, and because I am guilty of mild quirkiness.
Right.
We have been doing the songs I've picked off said compilation alphabetically, and we're well into the ones that start with the. But in fact, this is the last one that starts with the. And then after that, we're into the last bits of the alphabet. There's about 100 tracks on this, not far off. We featured what I originally said would be 20, but I think we've ended up with 16. So it's not bad, is it? We played loads. Anyway, here come two. First up, a band from Bristol who appeared on a compilation called Avon Calling, which got the attention of John Peel, who said it was one of the best compilations ever heard. They only brought out Wanting Themselves on vinyl, which was an EP in 1981, and we're going to play a track from it now, which is also from the compilation, of course. So stay tuned for Tube Way Army when I have some facts about them as well. But first up, the band are called The Skodas, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
I can't find a thing about them.
Right.
In terms of an internet presence, I think they were just going very briefly, and that was the end of it. So what I thought we'd do instead is just maybe give you another week of telling people what the Cherry Red website is so they can find out all about the compilation.
It's cherryred.co.uk.
It's as simple as that. It's Tony T, Paulie B in Internet One. As I say, stay tuned for Tube Way Army. First up, everybody thinks everybody else is dead.
Boy kicks the ball over the fence. The neighbour will not throw it back. When she sees the man build the fire, she hangs out her washing. The lady gets in the car. There's a note that says, do not park outside my house or the police will be called. Everybody thinks everybody else is dead. The man to pay for it. The man to boss. It's the man to work for it. The man to country.
Oh,
You're listening to the Spy Tones underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was a track now, was it? Yes. No, have I got that in the right place? Yes, I have. That was a track called Bombers, wasn't it? Yeah, that's right, by Tubeway Army. I got very confused there. Tubeway Army were the band formed by and with Gary Numan. And I was very familiar with Gary Numan when I was 10 or 11 years old, when he was had a couple of hits, including Our Friends Electric and Cars, the classic. But I had no idea that before that, obviously as a kid, that he'd been in a really good punk stroke post-punk band, a track of which you just heard on the compilation To the Outside of Everything, a band called Tubeway Army, and that came out in 1978.
Right.
And I'm now wondering whether there is a best of Tubeway Army. I might check myself, because I think I quite like one. So there's not a website for Tubeway Army, so I thought we could maybe, because Gary Numan is still recording as an artist, and I believe recently played at Rock City.
He's been around here recently, certainly, yeah.
He has, yeah. So what is Gary Newman's website?
GaryNewman.com?
It's as simple as that. Gary Numan, GaryNuman.com. Tony 3, Paulie B, Internet 1. You won't find much out about Tubeway Army on there, but if you do have a remaining interest in Gary Numan, he's got a lot heavier in the last few years. He's got a lot heavier because he went through that. The hits were all very, very pure electronic, cold almost sounding, and he's now he's like a great big goth artist, really.
He did some kind of songs with some quite heavy bands, didn't he? Or some collaborations. I can't remember.
Yeah, he did lots of bands. I think bands like Nine Inch Nails, was it?
And something like that.
Bands had got him, had been doing some stuff with Gary Numan. Anyway, that was that. You'll hear a couple of more tracks in the second half of the show from the excellent compilation To the Outside of Everything. Right, Tony, did you do anything last week?
No. I spent this week. I'm finishing my app. I finished my app last week, so it just leaves the way for a nice, easy December. So I started trying to plan what we're doing for Christmas, things like that. So yeah, not much, but planning. That's what I'm
doing. Well, I did threaten last week that I was off on Saturday so I could go out Friday night, and I was looking for a band to watch. I didn't find one that I really wanted to go and see last Friday, so I went down to that bar I sometimes go to called The Lion, which is not far from my house, and there was a band called Pesky Alligators, Tony, which I think did we try and watch them once, but it was cancelled.
That rings a bell. I've certainly heard of them.
Yeah, anyway, they are a two-piece band. The bloke with acoustic guitar, girl playing drums, doing loads of what I would describe as interesting covers of bands in that duo style. Very, very good. Very proficient guitar and drum playing. Excellent singing. Great fun. But ruined, Tony. Ruined. While I was enjoying all the interesting covers of songs, it didn't occur to me that maybe these songs, because they were all done quite differently to fit in with the style they had, that other people might be upset by the fact the songs weren't like the originals and had been messed about with structurally.
Right? Okay.
Until towards the end of their set, they play Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Oh dear.
Which I started to sing along with and then lost interest when they started not doing it properly. They didn't do it properly, Tony.
What did they do?
Well, they did verse, chorus, verse, chorus, verse, chorus for starters, which is not how it goes. They didn't do the middle bit, instrumental bit, when everybody's shouting, and they also, on the end chorus, when it actually happens one and a half times, they just did it once or twice and finished it. And I was going, this is appalling, this is like a bunch of kids covering something. And then it made me think about what other people who maybe were fans of other songs they played had thought about the other songs. So now I don't know whether they were a great band that just messed up one song and I didn't like them, or whether every song they played was pissing off one or two people in the room.
Yeah.
Don't know. How do you feel about that?
I don't like the whole acoustic versions of songs anyway. And that's coming from someone who sometimes plays acoustic. I hate it.
I know. It is a problem there. Although they don't, to be fair to them, these aren't like acoustic style, like all that rubbish on adverts with girls breathlessly going, I am the Antichrist, like that, and all that rubbish. It wasn't like that. They were probably banging it out.
Right.
But I do wonder. I do.
It's a difficult thing to get right.
I would say, judging by the reaction of the audience, they're a great band to watch if you're not really, really into the music they're playing.
Yeah.
But if you just want a band to watch, then they're great fun. Is that fair?
I think so. I've got a guy I was at school with. He's called Joe. He's in that a very similar band. I watched them once. I did like a lounge version of Teenage Kicks. So probably in the same kind of vein. They're really popular around here, but I have never understood it.
I'd happily listen to a lounge version of Teenage Kicks if it was done like Teenage Kicks. But not if it was done by a bunch of people who'd heard it a couple of times who were having a go at it, which is how this sounded.
Right.
So I've got to say, pesky alligators, you're fired.
Oh dear.
I've been watching the Apprentice, Dan.
I do like it.
But they are very, very good live. I think if you're a purist, they're not for you. But if you're just someone who likes to go out and have fun, they're absolutely brilliant, which is obviously the audiences they're playing to, hence them being in the line on a Friday night. So I'll shut up, shall I?
No, that's fine.
All right. Well, a gig I would like to go to, Tony, and indeed will be. And this is an early Paulie B picks a gig in the world. Yeah. So can we do that?
If you want.
Let's hear it.
Paulie B picks a gig in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
I'm just so proud.
It's early though, isn't it? It's early. It's a fine. It's fine.
It is early, Tony, but I'm just so proud. It just means we're doing a gig either side of the next song. That's okay. Right. Okay. But you'll understand why. Because on December the 16th at the Sumac Centre in Nottingham, but a stone's throw from my house, there is the festive Christmas Punks for the Homeless gig. Now, as you know, I've been to a couple of Punks for the Homeless gigs, and you've been to one with me, haven't you?
I really enjoy them.
The most bizarre venue in Nottingham, filled with the most bizarre people, and they have the most bizarre lineups, and it's absolutely bizarre. And they do food for £3.50 if you get there early, and it's beautiful, wonderful vegan punk stew. And then there is a suggested donation of £3 to watch the music, and all proceeds go to Punks for the Homeless. And I always give them a bit more, Tony.
Chuck a fiver in the bucket.
Because I'm nice like that. Yeah. Anyway, one of the bands are on a Centurion Sect, friends of the show, and I've managed, which I'm probably going to regret, but I managed to invite the entire band, all five of them, to stay at my house after the gig, so anything could happen.
Excellent.
But I will be down there. December the 16th, Sumac. I think it's on Granville Street. You walk in sort of through the back gate and up the garden, don't you?
Yeah.
Utterly bizarre. It's just a big house with a load of, and meaning well, and narco-punks in it. And they have gigs on, and it's brilliant, and I'll be there, and I can't wait to see Centurion Sect. So seeing as that we have a from the vaults bit here, I thought I'd pick a Centurion Sect song from 2 or 3 years ago, but I don't think we ever played it before, so it's only From the Vaults in that it's from a bunch of tracks. It wasn't even an album, I don't think, a bunch of tracks from Centurion Sect that they sent, and we're going to play it now. Point is, Tony, first of all, we can do that tune again, can't we? Can we do that tune again?
We certainly can, yeah.
Right, so that concludes.
Paulie B picks a gig in the world. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so I love it.
It's great. Right,
so anyway, so this is a track by Centurion Sect. What we all know is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Centurion Sect.
Simple as that. Facebook.com/Centurion Sect. Centurion, C-E-N-T-U-R-I-O-N, Sect, S-E-C-T. At the halfway stage, it's Tony 4, Paulie B in step 1. Quite a thrashing right now. And this is Black Plastic.
Shopping bags, packing a fag. Highlight, cheap flight. Soft pullover, a sweet hangover. Black Plastic, fantastic. You hate bags of blacks and doyen. You hate banging. A golden headphone in the changing room. Oh, top shop! Store cards, bastards. Cut and blow, kill a doe. A cock, a tail, bargain rail. Black plastic, fantastic. To haze bangs and blacks and doya. To haze banging, more than one, another. As the green tinge in the beauty parlour, waxing her minge. Mm-hmm. abreast, a low, a rate, cheap date, a high class date. Fantastic! Jays, banks, and blacks, and all ya gang bangs, lots of them. Does she feel any guilt? She said, I'll take that bastard up to the hill.
You're listening to Desoros underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bass this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Centurion Sect and Black Plastic, and I look forward to seeing them on December the 16th, and hopefully they'll have some merch.
Mmm.
So they might have some merch. Tony, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for...
Tony's International Gig Guide. Yep, thanks to gigs. If you do have any gigs, don't forget to email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much you're to watch them play. It doesn't have to be in the UK, it is international, so let me know. You may even qualify for Punky Gig of the Week.
Oh, yes, I like that.
She's going strong. So, first up, aforementioned Punky Gig of the Week, Unit 5's back. They've got another gig. They're doing these quarterly... gigs at the Bowl in Mansfield. So if you are in the Mansfield right. area, the Bowl in the Hand, where we have both...
That's where we went, wasn't it?
We were, but a few weeks ago. But also my band Alcohol played there back in August. It's a room above a pub, but it's a great room to watch a local band. And it's right in the centre of Mansfield. If you are in Mansfield, do check it out. It's free entry for the Unit 5 nights. There are Serenity, The Unknown and Kieran are playing.
Excellent. Now, also at the Bowl, Tony, if you stand out the back, you can have a look at the bowling green.
You can.
Which is very well hidden in Mansfield.
Really is. And it would be a great place to have an outdoor gig.
Tony, I don't know whether you have, but in my youth, I made love on a bowling green.
Did you?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do that, no.
Yeah, in my youth, I was at university, I think.
Oh.
And, yeah. Scared the shit out of the OAPs. No, it was at night. It was with a member of the Nottingham University ladies basketball team.
Right.
And I'm sorry to bring this up, but when we finished, you know, there's me in the throes of passion, spent, excited, you know, as it goes, and she just went, right, should we go back to that party now then? And I went, yeah, all right then.
I've had first worst reviews,
Tony. It was a quarter of a century ago. I think I can heal now.
Fair enough.
I'm sorry, anyway, carry on.
But yeah, so if you do check it out, more information, that if you go to our Punky Radio page, facebook.com/Punky Radio, it's Gig of the Week. There is a Facebook event for it. Do support the Bowl. Venues are very rare things in Mansfield. If you're in the Mansfield area, you'll know that venues come up and they don't last long, so you do need to support it. If you're in the Mansfield area, support that venue.
They do need to be supported.
They do. And apart from that, I've got another gig, which is this Friday, the 8th of December. It's another crash induction night. So
they're busy, aren't they?
Aren't they just? So they're doing another Christmas party gig, public service announcement, interplanetary trash talk and crash induction. They're playing the Phoenix Bar in High Wycombe.
Oh,
they're
travelling.
Yeah, and it's a charity night. So it's £5 tickets, and all tickets raise money for Alzheimer's.
Excellent.
So there you go.
Well, High Wycombe is Bucks. Bucks is a strange county, isn't it? Because the bottom of it is very... sort of expensive and home counties-ish and all that, and the top of it is Newport Pagnell.
Right.
So,
fair enough.
It's a weird county. Bucks.
I don't know if I've ever set foot in it. I've driven through it. But I don't know if
I've
ever
stopped. You've been to Milton Keynes shopping, haven't you?
I have, yes.
That's in Bucks.
Right, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, that was weird.
It is. Bucks is a weird county.
Okay.
Full of interesting things.
Hmm.
Yeah. So that's it, is it?
That's all I have, yep.
So that concludes
Tony's
International Geek Guide. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Bucks.
There you go.
Two songs in a row now, Tony, that I've just realised are both Scottish bands.
Okay.
And both from To the Outside of Everything, the post-punk retrospective out now on cherryred.co.uk's record label. And you probably deserve this, or there'll be someone you know that will want this compilation for Christmas, so you should probably order it. It's about 30 quid.
Okay.
Which I think is 30 quid well spent, frankly. Post-punk being an extremely broad church. So stay tuned, Tony, for Ultravox. I've said it like that because at the time there was an exclamation mark at the end of it. But first up, a band called TV21, who, I think this came out in 1979, Edinburgh-based band. They supported the Stones, the Rolling Stones, in about 1982. And then they were so depressed by the fact that they weren't going anywhere and the Stones were clearly something, they gave up. But then they got back together in the noughties and brought out an album. And I think they're gigging occasionally.
Okay, nice.
Anyway, what is... They do have a Facebook page, Tony. What is TV21's Facebook page?
facebook.com/TV21official.
Nah. facebook.com/TV21-6325111119. And why is that, Tony?
They haven't set a default URL, have they?
They haven't set a default URL. And if you're wondering, TV21... I think was the name of a magazine for Gerry Anderson stuff. So it was a magazine with Thunderbirds and Joe 90 and Captain Scarlet and that sort of thing.
Mm.
I think.
Right,
anyway.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah. Anyway, so that makes it Paul of the Internet 2, Tony 4, and this is Snakes and Ladders.
Must be my best. Snakes on the bottom, snakes on the top, and the ladder's all shit. drive the tide of you. The vicious style of love, the whining pits and pendulums of lying. I don't see how you survive in online world you're advertising. Sneaky features, pacing, waiting, city sex is so frustrating. Insulation, tenderness, asphyxiation. Someone else's pledge to borrow. Sling it from your bed tomorrow. Live too fast for love or sorrow. Look behind the face, it's horror.
Young savage, young savage. Things like a steel wall. Things like a dance hall. Young savage, young savage.
And taking bites from every kiss. Past is dead, tomorrow's too far. All the chemicals, the bars, colored hair. Cheap tattoos that fill you on that point of view.
Young savage, young savage. He's like a steel wall, he's like a dance hall. Young savage, young savage.
Stranger, subway dweller, dead end danger. Kicking through the dust of friends who never gave, they'd only lend. Every sneer is thrown away with practiced gestures of disdain. The outlaw stands, is so pedantic. Hate the world, it's so
romantic. Young savage, he's like a steel wall. He's like a dance hall. Young savage, young savage. Anything goes where no one knows you. Young savage, young savage. He's like a steel wall.
So, you're listening to Mullet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Ultravox and Young Savage. Let's just do the website right now. Ultravox have got a current website. What is it, Tony?
Ultravox.com.
Ultravox.org.uk. Paulie Beer Internet 3, Tony 4.
Oh, Midge.
Actually, you say Armidge.
Armidge.
Midge Ure didn't join the band till 1980 and probably made them rubbish, because up to that point, they were really good. This is when they were fronted, I think, by John Fox.
Oh.
And they also worked with Brian Eno, but appeared to be going nowhere. John Fox left in a fit of pique, was replaced by Midge Ure, and then they did Vienna. So, frankly, for that period, they could go, fuck. I always hated that song, Tony. I hated Vienna.
There's nothing good about it.
Love Young Savage. There was a couple of
them. It was no Dancing with Tears in My Eyes, was it?
See, I didn't like that either. But rather bizarrely, I did like Love's Great Adventure, because I liked the video when they did... I don't know whether you ever saw it, the video to Love's Great Adventure, but it has Midge Ure as Harrison Ford in a sort of Indiana Jones thing.
Right.
Yeah, not great, but relatively funny. But I like Love's. There was some Ultravox. I liked All Stood Still. Do you remember that one?
I only remember the two.
Right, okay.
That is my limit of my Ultravox knowledge.
Yeah, well, basically, you need to hear some more.
Right.
You can't go through life only knowing those two. It's not fair. But anyway, when they started, because I think they might have been on the Action Time Vision punk compilation as well. I think it might have been a song called Rock Rock. I'm not sure. But Ultravox, when they started out, they knew how to rock. And I'd say two Scottish bands in a row there. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so. So we're planning to try and go away for Christmas. So lots of research into that and trying to sort out what we're doing. That's about it, really. Yeah, that's it. What are you up to?
I've got my busy weekend of the month this weekend. So on Friday night, I'll be at the Last Minute Comedy Club at Woodside Hall in Hitchin with three more great acts for our festive special. The three acts on are John Mann, John Pearson and Gordon Southern. Three fantastic acts. You can find out more via lastminutecomedy.com. Show starts 8:30. Hope to see you there. If you happen to be in the Oslo area, and at least 800,000 people are, maybe you could come along to the show we're doing the next night when I'm taking John Pearson with me and we're meeting up with Danny Ward to do a show at Horgan's on Hegdehaugsveien in Oslo. And that'll be our last one of 2017 there as well. And it seems to be shaping up quite nicely. I have invited a band I saw at Blast Off, the Laundrettes. Haven't heard back from them yet, but you never know. They might come along. You can find out more about that via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com. And advance tickets are available. You can click on the link on the page. Both shows will be great. I'm looking forward to them immensely. They kind of tend to, the shows tend to run in spite of me.
Right, okay.
Right, I book great acts, so it doesn't matter exactly what I get up to because I normally fail at something.
Okay.
Not really selling it, but you know what? There's no other gig like it in Hitchin. There's no other gig like it in Oslo. There's no other gigs like the ones I put on, really. Full stop. They're not. They're kind of stand-up comedy clubs as they used to be, even though stand-up comedy clubs have moved on and are very different now. I've kept them very much old school.
Right. Good.
So if you went to stand-up comedy in the alternative comedy clubs in the late 80s and early 90s, that's what you're going to get. Cracking nights out. Right, I'm going to play another song, Tone.
Okay, cool.
So we got, now, I heard, now this is a bit weird because I have previously heard about Choke Chain's material through Slovenly and Black Gladiator records, but this time around we've heard direct from their label, Hound Gourd. And they're out of Michigan, Tony. They've got a new album out now. We're going to play a track from it. And thanks very much to Hound Gourd for getting in touch with us. They're very excited when I said we're going to be playing them. So, you know, let's hope he does some good for them. What is, now we're back to Facebook again, what is Choke Chain's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Choke Chains.
It is. Tony 5, Paulie B Internet 3. So you've already won this week with one to go, Tone.
Excellent.
Pretty amazing. I will break you.
Think you're strong, but it won't take long for me to show you just how wrong you are.
Listening to the Dustophonics underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Great album, that. Choke Chains, I Will Break You. Make sure that you do check them out by their Facebook page, facebook.com/Choke Chains. Tony. Have you got a twat?
No.
Right, well, before we talk about that, I will just mention the Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
You had to think about that, didn't you?
I did, yeah.
Where I was, I did indeed go down there last Tuesday. Steve, the landlord, very kindly let me go down there, have a few drinks and stay. Saying have a few drinks is a bit of an understatement. I did stay. In fact, I surpassed myself, Tony, in living memory. It's the first time the next day when I woke up, couldn't be bothered to get up, and stayed in bed and watched it get dark again and got up at 5 in the afternoon.
Oh, dear.
It's great.
Okay.
I had a brilliant time. While I was there, however, Steve, you might remember that there have been two pubs in and around Burton Latimer, one in Burton, one in Isham, that have been playing out at Punky Radio on a Monday night.
Mm.
Duke's Arms being one of them. You've already said hello to them. The other one being the Lilacs. But, Tony, before you say hello to the Lilacs, I'm sad to inform you that Daryl, the landlord of the Lilacs, is no longer there.
Right.
So there's another landlord there, so we are no longer being played out on a Monday night. I said to Steve, that's awful, and Steve replied, fuck the Lilacs.
Ooh.
I know, so I don't know what's happened there. I hope Daryl's all right anyway, and it was good while it lasted. If you are a pub and you would like us to have our show played out in your pub, just do it.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it. You can let us know if you want. You will get a hello from us. There could be some places around the world that do already that we just don't know about. But we will say hello. We will name check you on the show if you decide to play us out. And I have publicly now said, right, this means now that if no one gets in touch, we just look rubbish.
True.
Now then, so you've not got a twat. Well, maybe you better explain about them because I've got an idea.
Okay. Yes. So I do want your twats. I can't do the feature without you. So do email me your twats. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twats' name, where they're from, and a reason. It is that simple. All twats received with thanks. Every twat responded to. Do email me. Do like doing the feature. We can't do it every week because apparently there's not enough twat in the world. So, but if you can occasionally email me twat, I would be much appreciated.
Now, I do know a way you can do it every week, Tony.
Okay.
I don't know about you, but I've been keeping up with current affairs. Indeed, world news.
Okay.
And I have to say that Donald Trump is a twat every week. Right? So what I was thinking was, if you have time in your busy schedule of not really planning very much. I know you're busy with work and that. But if you could maybe just pick out a couple of tweets or a couple of things Donald Trump has said each week, and we'll do an is a Trump section.
Right. Yeah, that is a lot of material.
It is, but I mean, you can be choosy. You just pick out one or two things, if you like, or it could just be when we don't have a twat, we could do a default Trump.
Okay. Why not? We could do that.
If it's not too much work for you.
Oh, of course.
If it's too much work for you, say so, and I can keep hold of it, but it's kind of your bit, isn't it?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
This is your bit.
And I can see what the Trump's up to.
I think is a Trump might be quite funny for a couple of weeks as well.
Okay.
Just an idea. I did also think we could have twatted the Lilacs, but then I can't be bothered, so we just not have one.
Okay, no, that's fine.
But quite frankly, Donald Trump from Donald Trump land with his Donald Trump memory and Donald Trump and all that is a Trump. So maybe we'll do it together next time. One last song this week, Tony.
Okay.
And it's another band with a new album out now. They are a Neapolitan freak trash band with a new album out called Iron Butt. Band called The Devils, Tony.
Mm.
Now, you've already won this week, or have you? I was thinking for 3 points. No. Let's just see if you know this. What is The Devils' Facebook page?
Facebook.com/The Devils Band.
Good idea. Facebook.com/The Devils Duo. Poorly beaten Internet 4, Tony 5, a narrow victory, but nevertheless a victory, Tony. This is pretty harsh. They're pretty wild. They're touring extensively, especially around Italy right now. And this is Pray, You Parrots.
Yeah. spray.
You Barrett
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 spray.
That was The Devils and Pray You Parrots, and we will be playing at least one more track from Iron Butt in the next month or two. I've just seen the FA Cup draw, Tony, and for the third round in early January, Nottingham Forest, my football team, my favourite team, will be entertaining Arsenal.
Ah.
So, I expect us to get through to round four. Thanks very much for listening this week. I hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed talking. I might see one or two of you at my shows in either Hitchin on Friday or Oslo on Saturday. Tony, who knows what you'll be doing this week, but I hope you'll tell us all about it next week.
Sure will.
That's about the size of it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't. But you can't, yeah.